Livonia.
Hey, it's a little too early for being that loud. Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Glad to have you with us for the Thursday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Thursday, October the 18th, 2018. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today. We've got Paul Strelow at 8:05. 3 5-stars are coming to Clemson this weekend. You heard me right. 3 5-stars. It's just an average weekend now at Clemson. I'll tell you who those guys are and what to expect from those guys. To Paul Strelow coming up 8:05. Also, our ACC power rankings coming today. Looking forward to that. Got a lot to do between now and then. We'll review a little bit the Major League Baseball in case you didn't stay up and see it last night. Red Sox beat the Astros 8-6. They take a 3-1 lead, and the Red Sox are undefeated on the road in the playoffs so far in this playoff season. Jackie Bradley Jr., who was putrid during the season, has come alive here in the postseason. So, nice win for Boston, 8-6. The Dodgers beat Milwaukee yesterday, 5-2. It was the Dodgers now taking a 3-2 lead in that series. So, both those could be wrapping up. The Boston series could wrap up today. Do they play? Let me make sure I'm right by saying this. As far as times of games today on a Thursday. Thing there. Today you have Red Sox and Astros 8:09 tonight on TBS. So Milwaukee goes back home trying to take two from LA there. PGA Tours is in the Far East again. We'll tell you about the Nine Bridges tournament and a little bit about that coming up. Hey, there's a story out about Deshaun Watson playing with a partially collapsed lung this past weekend. And lead him to a win. I'll give you a little bit of details of that. I had heard that rumor, but little details of that coming up. Broncos and Arizona Cardinals tonight in the NFL. Kicking off week 7 of the NFL. College game tonight, a little bit later on, but Stanford and Arizona State. Get to see a little bit of that one. Finally, we had Will Wade responding to the allegations yesterday. LSU coach that was on tape with Christian Dawkins. Talking about attaining players, said yesterday that he's never done anything, never done any kind of business like that, never worked with Christian Dawkins, he said. So we'll get to talk a little bit about that. I want to talk a lot of Clemson and NC State today. One of the things I want to talk about is how good is NC State? Because of their schedule, we really don't know. But, you know, that says a lot about a lot of teams out there now that really, if you think about it, there's a lot of teams we still don't know a whole lot about. We found out about Georgia a little bit last week. We will find out much more. It's not a great weekend in college football, by the way. Michigan State, Clemson, and NC State are the two games that are involving ranked teams that we really care about. Michigan State's a nooner. up in East Lansing, Michigan. And Clemson and NC State, as you know, 3:30. I did have, but when I went to bed last night, I hadn't checked this yet so far. I'll check this live on the air. I did have some better news as far as our weather goes. Went from 100% down to 50% with rain. Went to 100 down to 70, down to 50 last night when we went to bed, and still at 50 right now. So that's good. What it says for Saturday, showers in the morning, then cloudy in the afternoon. There you go. 3:30 game. Glad to have that. High of 71. Winds at 10 to 15. It's a little windy on Saturday. Chance of rain still 50%. And again, most of that in the morning. So it should be a good day on a homecoming. Getting out, seeing Tigerama Friday night, seeing the floats and all that kind of stuff. That'll be fun. But anyway, my point is we don't know a whole lot about a lot of these teams yet, specifically NC State, because their game with West Virginia was postponed due to weather. So we'll find out a lot more about NC State this weekend. And really, this is the de facto ACC Atlantic Division Championship game. Don't count Boston College out yet. If they can run the table, their schedule gets more difficult, though. But if they get Dylan back, they can run their table and still have a say in this thing. But right now, at least, this appears to be the winner. This one wins the ACC Atlantic Division for the second straight year. So we'll talk about NC State, give you some thoughts on them, go over their games. The other thing, major thing I want to do today, Mr. War 24, besides Paul Strelo, besides ACC standings, and besides learning more about NC State, is I want to go over the teams that are still in the playoff discussion and what the rest of their schedules look like. To me, there's about 12 to 15 that we can still talk about. Then we get into two lost teams. So we'll go over all the no lost teams and one lost teams today on the show. So as you can tell, it's a very busy show. The producer of the show, the engineer of the show, the oar that stirs the pot, Mr. Oar 24 in the Twitter world, but number one in your heart, the captain of the ship, El Capitan, Zach Oar. Hey, buddy.
Good morning, Mickey. How we doing?
Couldn't be better. How about you?
Very, very good this morning. A nice little chill in the air this morning.
Yeah.
Excited about that and happy to be here. Nice little Thursday show.
Chill? What do you mean, frozen tundra of Clemson, South Carolina?
It's like 50 degrees, 48, 50 degrees.
I got my, I got up this morning at a little bit later actually than normal, about 10 after 5 this morning, and let my dog out.
Slept in this morning.
Yeah. Let my dog out. And the best dog in the world, by the way. And it was extremely cold at that point in time. It's going to warm up a little bit today. We're talking about up to 67. But do you realize, now Saturday's going to be 71. But Zach, according to my 15-day forecast, what is this, 10-day forecast, whatever, we're not going to be in the 70s again. Saturday's the last day of the 70s for October.
How about that?
Now, high 60s is fine. But do you also realize that on Saturday night, on Sunday night, we're getting down to 39 degrees, which is absolutely ridiculous for October. We'll just skip over and go through all that. Anyway, how you doing?
I'm doing just fine.
Great.
I'm doing just fine.
How
are you, more importantly? Because that's what people really care about.
No. They want to know more about you and what you're doing. I'm great, dude. I am fantastic. What's going on in your world? What's going on in your life? Catch us up.
I mean, there's nothing that is noticeable or notable from yesterday when we had the same conversation.
Really?
No.
It's a boring day for you.
It wasn't anything out of the ordinary.
I need you to start maximizing your days a little bit.
I mean, who says I'm not? But it's just...
Well, that would be notable then, if you maximized it.
Well, it's still my time, right? From 9 a.m., 9:01.
Yeah, but people want
to
know.
To 6 a.m. the next day.
People want to know.
That's all me, big dog.
I played golf yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah. I'm not a very good putter right now.
What happened?
Our greens are slow, and I don't putt slow greens very well.
You don't putt slow greens?
No, I'm like Tiger. Can't putt slow greens.
I hate to hear that.
No, but 16 par isn't bad.
Is that where the comparisons to you and Tiger Woods start and end?
Well, Tiger wears his shirts right side out. Yesterday, I went through the entire day, and I'll bring the shirt in and let you know. I wore my shirt inside out. Didn't know. I dry my shirt sometimes inside out, and mm-hmm. I put it on a hanger inside out. I put it on inside out. I didn't know, and it didn't. Nobody said anything about it.
Was there a collar on this?
Yeah, but the collar was turned inside out the other way and fit perfectly. So it's a harder collar, so it just fit perfectly. I didn't know. Took it off last night, and I was like, "Oh my goodness!" There's a tag right there on the tag was tucked into my pants.
Oh boy,
this is one of the weird days. Nobody said a word to me. I hope nobody knew about it.
That's all right. Yeah. It happens to the best of us, right?
Yeah. Then watched a little This Is Us. Didn't cry because it's all Vietnam. And then watched Yellowstone. Really, pretty good show, Kevin Costner. Pretty good show.
Yellowstone.
We've been watching a little Major League Baseball. Watched a little bit of the Dodgers game, the middle innings of the Dodgers game yesterday, and watched the early innings of the Red Sox games. And that was it. Went to bed and didn't see the end of the Red Sox game. Boy, controversial call on Altuve's home run yesterday.
I did not see it. What happened?
Goes up. Mookie Betts is right field. Altuve hits one. Guy in the front row, they say, reaches over. I don't think it was a great call by Joe West, but it stood as, he instead of a home run, it was an out. And a major story last night because the Red Sox won by two, but who knows what happened the rest of the inning. That was very early on, though. But the Red Sox are undefeated on the road. Your Boston Red Sox.
My Boston Red Sox. Yeah,
your Jackie Bradley Jr., former Gamecock. Steve Pearce having really good series so far. Really good playoffs so far.
I wasn't aware that they were mine.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. What you got coming on? Anything today? You got any major stuff happening over there? You're going to be Mr. Private over there again.
You're just going for it today. Yeah, I am. My dad's coming to town.
Hey! What a good dude, man.
Go get the old man from the airport after the show today.
You realize that it takes your dad less time to fly here than it does to drive to work?
That's not true, is it?
How long a flight?
I don't know. He leaves at 10:30? No, he leaves at 8:25, and they get in at 10:30.
It's about the same.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Looking forward to having him down, man. Good dude. Really good dude. Mm-hmm. About my age.
Yeah, you're actually older than him.
That's crazy, man. Yeah. That's crazy. I'm excited about this show.
Are you?
Yeah. I want to go over to NC State just quickly and say, oh, by the way, what's on tap for segment number two?
NC State Clemson.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Good, man. Yeah. In your mind, and again, just to get a little preview of this, what do you know about NC State and how good is NC State? They come in ranked 16th in the country.
Sure. Undefeated.
15th in the coaches' poll.
Undefeated.
This will be the last of the Power Five undefeated teams playing each other.
What do I know about NC State?
My point is, like, they hadn't played anybody yet, so.
Oh, yeah. Well, they got James Madison, Georgia State, Marshall, UVA, and Boston College on the schedule. The West Virginia game was canceled.
Yeah.
Would they have been able to win that game after what we saw from West Virginia against Iowa State last weekend?
After that game, yeah. But what we saw earlier in the season, no.
You say no?
I mean, it depends, you know? If they play like they played against Tennessee, against who was West Virginia play earlier this season? They've been pretty impressive at times. And then they looked awful a couple times in there also. So they had no running game against Iowa State. Iowa State physically beat them up. But that was on the road. And the West Virginia-NC State game, where was that going to be played? That was in North Carolina, so obviously got canceled for that reason.
Yep.
So, you know, State could have beat them there and would have been ranked higher. So maybe State needed that game. Maybe at first I thought maybe State got a little break. Now maybe they needed that game. So I don't know what to think about NC State.
They should have your full attention.
They've got my full attention.
Is what you're thinking about here.
But part of me says, you know what, the spread is 17 points for a reason.
Is that more on Clemson or is that more for what NC State's bringing to the table?
I don't know. I know more about Clemson than I do NC State.
Naturally.
Clemson's played a more difficult schedule than NC State.
Mm-hmm.
Clemson's the better team. Mm-hmm. They're playing better at home. We'll get into it in the next segment. I think they're going to try to shut Travis Etienne down. I think they're going to do that by limiting big plays. I think Etienne's going to get a bunch of 8 and 10-yard runs.
8 and 10s.
Yeah, I think they're going to play a too-high safety look a lot and try to limit the 60-yard runs and make Clemson earn it. And I think they'll make Trevor Lawrence, because they'll take away the big plays there. I think Trevor Lawrence will have to hit a bunch of those. They'll throw a bunch of screens over there, and they're going to throw a bunch of those little hitches and throw a bunch of little outs and keep everything in front of them and make Clemson drive the ball down the field. That's my guess.
So if they're gonna play a too high safety look.
Yeah.
And you're going to
very high
stack
safety
the box
look,
there.
By
okay.
The way.
If you tire, the better for Clemson, because Trevor Lawrence seems to have a bit of a fondness for that about 20, maybe 15, 20 yard over the middle route that he throws to T. Higgins or Justin Ross or Redden Galloway or somebody like that. That should be a lot of fun if you're a Clemson fan.
Did you hear Dave Doran say yesterday that Lawrence has not been tested yet? He's not been really hit yet, and they put him on his back. I was like, man, he missed a game because of concussion, so he's been hit.
Mm-hmm.
But their plan is to bloody him up a little bit.
Sure.
Which is, he kind of said that about Wayne Gallman, too.
He did, and then they targeted Wayne Gallman
and
celebrated knocking out their running back.
Yeah. Celebrated. Nah, little Dave Doran in there. Anyway, that's pretty interesting to me. The other thing I can tell you is I'm looking forward to this idea that we talk about the zero loss teams and the one loss teams. So that should be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it. Segment two coming up. Zach Orr. Busy show today. And then Paul Strelo as well, obviously. Hey, folks, for October, it's a great month for Zero Res and your carpet cleaning. Zero Res, insanely clean carpets. Powered water means no soap, no residue, no harsh chemicals. The soap lingers and it attracts dirt. That's not the case here. You know how soap works, by the way? Soap attracts soil, and that way you wash it off your body and you wash it out because it attracts it. You know, they don't use this. They don't use soap. So now the residue doesn't get stuck down. I mean, these stains don't come back. This is a great deal. How about this? $119. When you mention my name, you get a free hallway with that all the way through the month of October. It's ZeroResGreenville.com. Spell it backwards or forwards, the right way to clean. 558-7300. Again, 558-7300. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Segment two with Mr. Zach Orr right after this.
Vehicles repairs can be a painful experience, but don't let them be. The experts at My Garage are here to treat your vehicle like the major investment it is. Call today to make your appointment at 633-5800 or visit us at 551 Old Greenville Highway in Clemson.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
For over 45 years, Hugh Durham has been serving the real estate needs of the upstate. Whether it's residential, commercial, land and acreage, relocation, appraisals and auctions, or development, the skilled agents at Coldwell Banker Hugh Durham & Associates have complete knowledge of the area and make it easy for you to buy or sell. They understand the financial importance and guide you every step of the way. Call Coldwell Banker Hugh Durham & Associates at 225-3788 or online at cbhdpros.com. You'll be treated like family.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Hi, I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donut Company in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Drop by for a delicious donut and a cup of coffee. And remember, raise money for your club, church, or group of worthy cause. Sell Krispy Kreme donuts. Call Anderson and Spartanburg Krispy Kreme.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
If you have problems with the IRS, don't trust your personal information to a stranger on the other end of a 1-800 number. The Green Law Firm is local and looking out for you. For a free strategy session, call 271-7940.
Be the hottest tiger at your tailgate party when you go by Urban Nirvana. The best stylists, the best products make you look your best with ease. And guys, with all your Honey Bunny does, kids, school, work, why not surprise her with an Urban Nirvana gift certificate? It's so simple. Log on to urbannirvana.com, make your purchase, and print your gift certificate from your computer. So easy and so worth it. Look and feel like a tiger with Urban Nirvana. At MacBee Station and the shops at Green Ridge. Online at urbannirvana.com.
Holiday season is approaching, and Black Smokehouse and Seneca is here to hook you up with the best smoked meats, sides, desserts, and beverages for your holiday party, family gathering, work event, or celebration. Take the stress out of planning and call Black Smokehouse. Let them host your party with seating for up to 60 people. Host in-house or get a catering package to go. Call 784-4599 to book your party. Again, that's 784-4599 and online at blacksmokehouse.com. Go Tigers!
Hey guys, have you ever thought about betting on sports? Now's the perfect time to try, and MyBookie is the perfect place. You don't even have to leave your couch. MyBookie has a reputation for one-on-one customer service, great bonuses, and fast payouts when you win. Want to turn a little cash into a lot? Try a three-team parlay. Game already started before you can get a bet down? No problem. MyBookie offers live in-game betting on every major sport. There's literally no better time to sign up for MyBookie. We've got NFL, college football, MLB playoffs, and primetime fights. Even NBA and college basketball tip off soon. Go to MyBookie today to take advantage of our limited time 100% deposit bonus before it's too late. That's right, deposit today using promo code RADIO, and we'll double your money up to $1,000. Just use promo code RADIO when you register. Check out MyBookie online today.
No deposit necessary. Terms and conditions apply. For entertainment purposes only, void where prohibited.
This is Gary, the mortgage expert with Classic Home Mortgage. Home values in the upstate are at an all-time high.
That means that it is a great time for a cash-out refinance. Use your home's equity to pay off your credit cards and high-rate bills. To see how much you can save off your monthly budget, call me today at 979-1111, 979-1111, or go to GaryTheMortgageExpert.com.
NMLS number 107429. Classic Home Mortgage, NMLS number 182005. Subject to underwriting approval. Equal credit opportunity lender.
Right now at Blanchard Machinery, get 0% for 60 months on new Cat equipment. Because we know growing your business isn't just one thing. It's a million little things. And we're ready to help. With expert advice, flexible financing, and industry-leading equipment, you can get the job done day after day. Get 0% for 60 months on new Cat equipment. Call 844-BLANCHARD or visit blanchardmachinery.com/TV. Terms and conditions apply.
The Mickey Weiler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Not cool, man.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Granger Nissan of Anderson knows, man, it's winding down. For some reason, to me, like January and February and March, like drag around. October gets here and it flies because football season. And also, in their world, Granger Nissan, it's truck month. And I'm sure it's flying by, too. Men. Sometimes I talk to you ladies about going to get the kicks and going to get the Sentra and the Altima and all stuff. Men, let's be clear about this. You need a new truck. Go by and see our great friends over at Granger Nissan of Anderson, 3510 Clemson Boulevard, 324-0650. Nothing like getting a brand new truck. Right now, 2029 Titans. Got 436 cars on both their lots now.
2029's on the lot, huh?
No, only 29 Titans. The 2019s are coming, though, by the way. And they have 8 Titan XDs. XDs like the, you know, big boy, got all the bells and whistles, that, you know, bigger package, all that kind of stuff. But this is awesome looking truck. It's truck month. There's never been a better time to buy a truck at Granger Nissan of Anderson, home of the Lifetime Powertrain Warranty, proud partners of the Clemson Tigers. Check them out online. Everything you need, Granger Nissan of Anderson.com. Couple of quick. I'll save that one. I'll save it.
What?
No.
What is it? What?
Carter and Anderson says Wildcat with ETN's quarterback against NC State. We did see that on the goal line.
No.
But I say no. This isn't PlayStation where people say, hey, you got to move Xavier Thomas this week to linebacker. I'm like,
I hate Wildcats. I hate the Wildcat formation.
I hate the fade route.
What?
The fade route is, why would you take a ball and turn it to a 50-50 ball?
If a fade route is done correctly, it's not 50-50.
Well, okay.
It's not, right?
There's three things that can happen.
If the fade route's done correctly.
Complete, incomplete, interception.
I understand that. The chances, though, right?
I don't think.
The correctly thrown ball to that outside shoulder where the only receiver gets it out of bounds, right there. If you have the better receiver, you have a Mike Williams in the corner. Was that a 50-50 ball for Mike Williams?
No, but there's a lot of bad things can happen over there.
No,
why
Zach.
Why risk an interception?
No, Zach, you're right this time.
But why risk an interception on the goal line if you don't throw it exactly perfect?
There should be no risk there. It should be exactly perfect. It's an easy throw.
Every pass is exactly perfect.
It's the easiest throw you're going to make all game.
It
should be. It should be.
Every pass, if thrown correctly, is not going to be intercepted.
That's true. Yeah.
But when you get the ball all the way down there, why would you want to put the ball at risk? Why not just run the football down there? Or, to me, a better pass is you sell out that wide play action. And then you got the tight end back there standing just by himself, like just wide open.
Little naked boot.
Yeah, it's just an easier pass. Anyway, I don't like all that stuff. I don't like the fade.
I just don't like it. You're all just right. A 3 yards in a cloud of dust kind of guy.
I just want to get that pay dirt.
Mm-hmm.
Segment two, Mr. Zach Orr.
Let's talk about NC State and Clemson this weekend. It is obviously Thursday. Tomorrow, Mickey, you'll be at Chick-fil-A tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
Fantastic. We can't wait to do that show tomorrow morning. NC State, of course, coming off a nice little win against Boston College, 28-23. They dominated much of the first half in that game and let Boston College back into it in the second half. But like I said, held off the Eagles for a 28-23 win. We mentioned earlier in the week, obviously Ryan Finley is still there. Guy had completed 13 of 14 passes against Clemson to start last year's game or whatever the crazy number was. He's got 1,600 yards passing on the year, 10 touchdowns in the air. And we mentioned earlier in the week that their rushing attack maybe leaves a little bit to be desired. But that being said, Reggie Gillespie the second is their leading rusher with 324 yards on the ground. He's coming off a career-best 104 yards and 2 touchdowns last weekend. Does that mean they're probably getting him lathered up, getting him going for the rest of the season? There's a little confidence in the running game for NC State. That remains to be seen. What, Mickey Plyer, do you expect to see from NC State on offense on Saturday? Is it going to revolve a lot around Finley and being able to get the ball quickly out of his hand to avoid that pass rush that Clemson has up front? Or do they maybe try to establish that running game with Reggie and see what they can do against that front eight for Clemson?
I thought that James Henderson said it best yesterday, that you have to, if you're NC State, you have to get something out of the run game.
Something.
You know, what's interesting about NC State is that they have exactly 188 passes and 188 rushes this season.
Is that right?
Yeah. Most teams are like 60-40, or a lot of teams are like 60-40.
So they've been trying to get the running game going.
They're trying.
It just hasn't happened.
Right. It's got going in the last couple of games.
So
you're right.
Last week.
Right. But I don't think that Person is a good freshman. He's averaging 5.5 yards a carry. Gillespie's a 3.6 yards a carry guy. I don't think they run the ball effectively, but if they do, that's a bad sign. What I expect from NC State is a carbon copy of what you saw last year. You know they do all the shifts. They come in, they give you one look, shift over the other way, shift back the other way, motion the other way. And so you got a bunch of different looks. And all they're trying to do is just get you confused and then trying to maybe a little pre-snap read on if it's zone or if it's man. What I truly expect from them is, now for the second straight year, I think James said they're second in giving up sacks this year. They're first in country last year.
Sure.
Over the last 2 years, no one's been sacked less than NC State. Part of that is that Finley has a quick release and he gets rid of it, has a good pocket presence on his 5 and 7 step stuff. But most of it is that they throw a lot of quick game, awful lot of 3-step drop stuff, awful lot of slants, awful lot of, you know, throwing out the flats, a lot of the quick outs. Just get rid of it. Roll him a little bit, but they get rid of it really, really quick. And so they don't ask their offensive line to do a whole lot. I don't know how good their offensive line is. I think they're good. I don't think they're great. I know that part of what they do offensively is dependent upon these big wide receivers. These wide receivers are 6'2", and they look like all clones of each other. They're all 6'2", and all about 210 pounds.
Some big old boys.
Yeah, and they're good. Kelvin Harmon is a name that Gamecock fans right now are cringing over because he was committed to South Carolina.
What happened?
They ran him off. They basically said, we don't want you. Look around. And he looked around and went to NC State. From New Jersey boy, by the way.
Whereabouts? You know?
Kelvin Harmon?
Yeah.
Yeah. Palmyra? Palmyra? Don't know where that is. Didn't sound like you know where that is.
I have no idea.
I didn't know, like, ring a bell. You're like, oh, Palmyra. Oh, yeah. Well, let's look it up, buddy, while we got it here, right?
Hey, we ought to.
I will tell you this. I wasn't very good last week with my jersey.
What did he spell? What is it called?
I got it right here in front of me. Palmyra, New Jersey. Palmyra.
Palmyra.
Palmyra, New Jersey. That is it's Philly. You wouldn't know anything about
it.
Yeah, it's Philly.
Down in Burlington County.
Yeah, up there, a little bit northeast of Camden, right near.
That's a tough area.
Yeah. He's a tough kid. He's a big kid.
Cool.
Yeah. It's right there on the river, right there at Philly.
What's that old population? 7,300 people.
Yeah.
Nice little pop.
Anyway, they've got these big receivers. Harmon, Myers. I think Myers might be a little faster than Harmon. Lewis is always a pretty good player. They got this kid, Amezi. They just throw the ball quickly. They don't throw it to their backs a lot. I think I'm right by saying this. Penix is a running back that they've thrown it to five, or he's caught five balls on the year. And Gillespie's caught one ball on the year. Person hadn't caught a ball. They don't throw it to the backs a lot. Maybe a little protection with their backs more. So I think you'll see that. I think you'll see quick game in the passing game. That, the thought there is you negate Christian Wilkins, Dexter Lawrence, Cleveland Farrell, Austin Bryant, Xavier Thomas. You get that. So what those guys got to do, get your hands up, man.
Get the hands up.
Yeah.
Maybe do, I know what they're going to do, right? There's going to be a lot of the speed rushes and then the jab step where you drop into coverage immediately and try to get your hands up or possibly get that interception that we saw Austin Bryant get.
Little zone blitz.
A couple of times.
Yeah, a little zone blitz in there. No doubt about it. I would expect NC State to have a little success offensively coming into this.
Well, listen, and as Dabo talked about in his press conference this week, that quarterback is a legit pro.
Mm-hmm.
The kid is going to be drafted in the first couple of rounds of this draft next spring.
I would say one of the two best senior quarterbacks in the country.
No doubt about it. There is zero doubt about that. There are six in the country in passing yards per game, averaging 335. 335 a game. Ryan Finley is going to get his on Saturday. It's just a matter of how much Clemson allows that to be and how much they can score on the offensive side of the ball.
I shouldn't say seniors. I should say draft eligible guys. I think Justin Herbert at Oregon's better. But I think that this guy's better. Will Greer was better, right, at West Virginia.
Yeah.
But who else
is
better?
Well, it kind of depends what you're asking for, right? Will Greer probably gives you more big play potential.
Yeah.
I don't think Ryan Finley is necessarily going to lose the game as much as a Will Greer would for you.
That's true. That's true. But those are two really good senior quarterbacks.
Absolutely.
No doubt about that. What do you expect defensively from NC State?
Defensively from NC State, as we had hinted at in the first segment there, you got to assume, and what Thorne has talked about this week, a couple of things that they're going to be game planning for are to get to Trevor early and often, try to hit him, see how he responds to that. He says that he hasn't been hit before. Obviously, you mentioned the Syracuse game where he got knocked out of that game. He has been hit, and it's going to be up to Clemson in that offensive line that's been a little porous in pass protection to kind of hold up against the NC State front. And then, of course, stop ETN. They're going to jam the box full of red jerseys and hope for the best against a rushing attack that is fourth in the country behind three triple option teams that run the ball all the time. It's a tall, tall order for the NC State defense.
I would say that this is the second game that ETN is the main guy you want to shut down because of his emergence.
Sure.
Right? I mean, I don't think...
What's shut down, though?
It's a good question.
What's shut down? Are you okay with 100 yards?
Yeah, I mean, I think if you told him 100 exactly right now, I think State would take that. But my point is, I don't think Furman, because the two quarterbacks not knowing and because Clemson wants to throw it a little bit out there, the big plays at Furman, the big plays at A&M, Georgia Southern, I don't think those teams were focused on Travis Etienne as the main option there. As we've gotten into, and the Georgia Tech game that wasn't the case, as we've gotten into Syracuse and Wake Forest, we've seen that Etienne has really taken off and now becomes that. I mean, let's face it, how are you going to try, let me give you Travis Etienne so far. Against Furman, 11 carries. Against A&M, 8 carries. Against Georgia Southern, 16 carries. Against Georgia Tech, 11 carries. So you're not, and you're running 70 plays, 75 plays. If that's the guy you want to stop, man, you got a lot of other things going on.
Sure.
With 27 carries against Syracuse, and with 10 carries for 167 and 3 touchdowns against Wake Forest, took him out. The game was over. Now he becomes the guy that you, the number one stop option right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so the question now will be, okay, how do you do that? Again, I think that's a too high look to limit the 60 and 70-yard runs to make him beat you on the 8 to 10 to 12-yard runs. The other part of it is I don't know if you can stack the box to do that because Clemson's so good at
Doesn't the too high look more take away the passing game than anything?
It takes away big plays.
I understand.
It forces you to run the ball. Yeah, it does take away – but. The passing game, but it forces you to run the ball and be patient.
In that running game, you're saying take away those 60-yard runs.
Right.
Instead of those, you know, you're going to get the 8 to 10, maybe 15-yarders.
Yep.
At that point, if Etienne's in the second level of that defense already, and you have safeties running at him, he's going to make them miss more times than not, isn't he?
Sometimes. But I like my chances better of that than what Wake Forest tried to do.
What was that?
Well, Wake Forest got fooled a lot of there too. Wake Forest, but they weren't very good. They weren't very athletic. They don't have the speed to do that. ETN, the thing about ETN is your pursuit angle that you take is different because he's so fast that you better be conservative in that mode rather than taking an aggressive mode because he's going to run by you and all of a sudden, man, wait, I thought I had a pretty good angle. And now, you know, if I'm coming in now, all of a sudden he's farther up the field than I thought he was going to be. And now I'm kind of at his side, kind of diving at him a little bit rather than, you know, getting downhill on him a little bit. I would say, though, yeah, to me, Clemson is a big play offense, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what NC State would like for Clemson to have to go 8 plays and 10 plays and be patient and drive it. And will Trevor Lawrence do that? Will Clemson, will Tony Elliott do that? Will they just take the 6 and 7 and 8 yard gains? And if you do that, then and drive it down the field. And I think that's what Clemson tried to do last year with State, too.
If you're NC State,
yeah,
I think you have to be willing to accept the fact that you're going to get some yards put up against you this weekend.
Yep.
In terms of defending the run, I think you sell out to say, we're going to make them go this way. And for Clemson's offense, I think you try to make them go to the right as much as possible. I think they're weaker going to the right than they are to the left.
Really?
I think Mitch Hyatt and the left side of the line is better than the right side of the line.
Okay.
Is that fair?
Yeah, I think so. But those guys can pull.
Of course they can. Of course they can. I just, if you can make them go that way,
it won't, but I'm
trying to make them go that way.
John Simpson pulls over there and kicks
absolutely
out.
Absolutely, he
yeah
does.
Yeah.
You make him go that way. You got to be mindful of the fact that Trevor can pull that ball back out and go over the top of you at any time. So you do need to keep that safety back, but you can't let Travis Etienne run all day. You just can't do it. And Syracuse refused to adjust their game plan at the end or during the end of that game. They just kept that two safety look up top and they got gashed.
Yeah, well, they're on the field.
Absolutely gashed.
Yeah, they're on the field an awful lot, too. I just think this. Here's Clemson's touchdowns this year, 70, 65, 64, 27, 35 on the ground, 64 and 57 to Higgins and Ross through the air. Also, Amari Rodgers has a 64-yarder. Renfro's got a 40-yarder. Cornell Powell won't be playing on Saturday. Has a 42-yarder. Lindsey Dixon has a 41-yarder. There's a lot of big plays for Clemson. I think you got to make them drive the ball.
How many games does he have under his belt, Powell? For the season?
Five receptions. No.
How many games?
No, he's going to redshirt. He's played in four.
He has played four already?
Yeah, so okay. He's played four.
Is it four?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. So he's going to redshirt. It looks like. Try to redshirt him. Maybe move him to safety, too. Think about that.
Is that right?
Maybe.
Whoa.
Maybe. So we'll see what comes out of that. I enjoyed segment two.
There's plenty more. We got a bunch more content coming up for you in a couple hours.
I'm looking forward to that. I want to get into what NC State has done on the year. We'll go game by game with them and show you what they've done a little bit. The other thing is, right now, on the undefeateds and the one-loss teams, there are 8 undefeated teams in college football, but only 5 Power 5. That'll be 4 at the end of Saturday. At least, at the most 4. I want to include Central Florida in this, and we'll talk about South Florida and Cincinnati's chances as far as the playoff is concerned. The other thing I want to do, Zach, is, look, there's 13 one-loss teams out there in Power 5 conferences. I don't think you could be a one-loss in the non-Power 5 and still make it, but I want to give you the 13 Power 5s and who they have to play the rest of the year. And we could be looking at a situation to where even though Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State, and Notre Dame have win, are undefeated right now, that they could be the only one-loss teams out there as well. There are big trips for the 13 one-loss teams in the country. We'll tell you about that coming up. Hey, my friends at Trail, TREHEL.com, they're going to balance everything that you're looking for when you're talking about your building, and their experience is going to let you balance the size and the function and the aesthetics and what kind of price you're looking at and all this kind of stuff and come up with a great solution. They give you as many different solutions to as many different problems as possible. And that is why this master builder concept works. It goes back to the biblical days of how it all worked. The communication is better. You get on time. You get on budget. It's very flexible. You get limited change orders, if any at all. I love this time where Will told me one time, there was a project manager who said, man, I've been here for 15 years and I had 12 change orders in 15 years. Change orders, I ever told you about the picture that is a construction picture that the dinghy on the boat is construction And the great big yacht part is change orders. That's where it just costs you when you get change orders. They don't have change orders there because of communication. To find out why that works even better and building your next building, Trail, T-R-E-H-E-L.com, 800-319-7006, T-R-E-H-E-L.com. Short break, more after this.
Join me, William Quackenbush, and Donnell Clark this Friday night for the Tri-County Tech High School Football Game of the Week presented by Granger Nissan. This week's game is Greer at Eastside. Pre-game starts at 7 p.m. right here on 105.5 The Roar.
Hey, Tiger fans. This is Cole Orham with Tiger Properties. Are you in the market for a home in the Clemson area? If so, you need to check out liveinclemson.com. Tiger Properties is a local real estate company which specializes in getting buyers into their dream homes in the Clemson area. We know about all the homes currently on the market and about homes that haven't even been listed yet. Check out our website, liveinclemson.com, to begin searching for your home today.
Hi friends, Mickey Plyler here for Star Granite Interiors. Nothing improves a home like beautiful granite or quartz countertop surfaces for your kitchen or your bathroom like Star Granite Interiors. For 60 years, Star Granite Interiors has built an impeccable reputation by providing its customers with the best in terms of service, selection, and price. Call today to improve your home with Star Granite Interiors. Jeremy Revis can be reached at 304-4249. That's Jeremy Revis at 304-4249. Or better yet, check him out online at StarGraniteInteriors.com.
It's a great time to buy a new car, and the best place to shop for one is Walhalla's Ford dealer, Edwards Auto Sales. In business for over 50 years, you'll find a great selection of new and certified pre-owned Fords, plus lots of local trade-ins. The Edwards family believes in customer service and was voted Oconee's best new car dealer for the fifth year in a row in 2016. For the best price, best service, and the best car buying experience, go see Edwards Auto Sales, Highway 28 in Walhalla. Help the Clemson Tigers tackle hunger by donating to the Palmetto Series Food and Funds Drive, benefiting Golden Harvest Food Bank. The Palmetto Series Drive helps feed local families struggling with hunger. For every dollar you donate, Golden Harvest can provide 3 meals to a local family in need. And you'll help Clemson University to win the coveted Palmetto Series Cup. Visit goldenharvest.org to give today. Again, that's goldenharvest.org to feed a local family in need.
Four Paws American Pub, Clemson's newest spot for delicious house-made dishes like pan-fried trout, hot wings, juicy burgers, and more. Located on Highway 93 in front of the Courtyard Marriott. Made fresh with local ingredients, Four Paws' diverse menu will fit any craving or time of day. Tigers are making tracks to Four Paws to catch a game on the 20 big-screen HD TVs. Call 654-5151 to place your to-go order. Four Paws American Pub, locally owned and operated by Clemson grads. Go Tigers!
I'm Eddie Bennett. We're blessed with a strong economy. The upstate is growing with companies expanding, relocating, and adding employees. If you're turning dirt on a new project or an expansion, chances are you need equipment to help get the job done. With locations in Greenville and Spartanburg, as well as our newest location in Seneca, Bennett Equipment and Supply is your Takeuchi source. And we rent and sell all sorts of tools to get the job done. Remember, when you need to rent it from Bennett.
It's tailgate season at Black Smokehouse in Seneca is here to hook you up with the best smoked meats, sides, desserts, and beverages. Smoked in-house daily, ribs, barbecue, wings, chicken, and brisket. Take the stress out of game day food prep and call Black Smokehouse. They sell out quick, so call your order in ahead of time. Call 784-4599 to reserve your tailgate package in advance. Again, that's 784-4599 and online at blacksmokehouse.com. Go Tigers!
Crescent Builders in Easley makes it easy. Rent to own as low as $46 a month and $86 down. No credit check. Metal, wood, and vinyl building. Financing for carports and storage buildings. Zero money down if approved. Rent to own on carports as well. We can build to suit your needs. A 6x8 up to a 14x50. All come with great warranty. Check us out on Facebook or online at CrescentBuildersOfEasley.com or call 367-3453.
Hendrick Honda Easley, located in the heart of the upstate at the base of the majestic Blue Ridge Mountains, the perfect location to cruise in your new Honda while enjoying panoramic mountain views. Just a quick drive from anywhere in the upstate, Hendrick Honda Easley's got the charming small-town feel with hidden gems to see and explore along the way. Escape the everyday at HendrickHondaSC.com. Experience the Hendrick Honda difference in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway. Hendrick Honda Easley, the shining light on top of the hill.
Walt Diptula here. Join me live on location at Onward Reserve in downtown Clemson this Friday from 3 to 7. Come check out why Onward Reserve is your newest destination for men's clothing, gifts, and accessories. Onward Reserve is here to help you look and feel your best. Live authentically, shop Onward Reserve, and experience the difference. And that's Road Rage live this Friday from 3 to 7 p.m. at 383 College Avenue, downtown Clemson. Come grab a slice of pizza and hang out with Walt and Ramona. We'll see you there.
All the sports from last night and everything you need going into today.
I think this entire audience is on medication.
It's the Mickey Flyler Show. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Well, I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yeah. Say, I got a woman way over town, good to me.
Engineered Sleep.com. Get in touch with them off of Congaree Road over in Greenville. That's what Don Munson did. That's what I've done. That's what my good Ben Martin's done. And I know so many people who have done this. And I get text messages. Isn't it great to get text messages about our people that we talk about every day?
Yeah, it's fantastic to get that. I don't love hearing about my friends and coworkers getting awesome mattresses while I'm sleeping on concrete. But I'm very, very fake happy.
How's the pillows working out for you?
Fantastic. That's the only way I'm getting to sleep that night.
Need your pillows?
Those pillows.
They have mattress toppers. They have like for RVs, for boats. Mm. You know what you need? You need they'll custom make mattresses. They'll do it for you for your RV, because I know your RV mattress right now is probably not great. And then your boat mattress.
Yeah, it's thin. It's not good.
Yeah, you need to go and do that too. I'm thinking about seeing if I'll do a little crib mattress for me.
Whoa.
You know, get the little.
Them boys listen back there in the old workshop, don't they?
Yeah. See if Drake can get him a.
Fellas, we need a crib mattress.
A nice crib mattress for the old boy there. Make sure he gets his day started off right. Good night's sleep all the time. That had to help out us, you know, and sleep a little better. Engineersleep.com, get in touch with him.
I don't need this newborn having a better sleeping arrangement than I do.
He's going to have a lot of things nicer than you do.
I don't need that.
No, I'm telling you, that's how it's going to be. The question I have, by the way, we'll open up phone lines in this segment, 654-ROAR, 654-7627.
Beat you. I got there.
654-7627. The question is, how good is NC State? Now, the reason we asked this is they were supposed to host Marshall on September 15th, and they didn't. West Virginia, and they didn't. So, 14th ranked West Virginia now. Their toughest game so far, I would say, was the Boston College game at home, but Boston College did not play A.J. Dillon. In that game, it was, let me tell you, that was their last game before the open date. In that game, they were in control. They had a 28-3 lead in the third quarter, and they let Boston College come back on three drives. One was a blocked punt return on one of the drives, but they gave up two 60-yard drives in this one. I think part of that was that Boston College was trying to figure out themselves. The game was in Raleigh, but NC State jumped out. It was 28-3. And they played great, and they looked great up until the fourth quarter. In that one, 34 first downs to 12. That's an eye-opener. 533 yards to 318. They had 308 yards rushing. They had 308 passing, 225 rushing. It was their best game by far. State turned it over four times, lost a turnover battle 4-1, but still won the game. And so that was big. All in all, that was a very dominant performance. 34 first downs to 12. That was the one that really, to me, opened my eyes a little bit. You agree with that?
100% agree with that.
Alan, hang on, because I want to talk about the other ACC game that they played so far. Then we'll get to some of the patsies before that. In the Virginia game, again, this one was at home. And in this one, they had a 27-7 lead, 20-7 lead at halftime, 27-7 there in the middle of third quarter. Gave up two touchdowns. One in the third quarter, one in the fourth quarter, and they scored one themselves. It was a 35-21 win. In this game, they were in control. 25 first downs to 20, 433 to 351. Virginia did move the ball on them a little bit. Virginia passed it for 258. But State held the running game for Virginia down a little bit. One of the major factors here was that Virginia turned it over twice. State didn't turn it over in that one. State controlled all, you know, that. The State did not. They ran it okay at 176. I think State needs about 125, maybe 145, 150 yards tomorrow. But that's their two ACC wins have been pretty impressive so far. 654 Roar, Northern Communication phone line. Alan is in Greenville. Good morning, Alan. Thanks for hanging on. How you doing today?
Good morning, Mickey. Can you hear me okay?
We got you great, buddy. Loud and clear.
Hey, real quick, I called about Central Florida, but real quick, just I love your analysis on NC State. Listening to Walt yesterday afternoon, he said a statement I wasn't sure, so I even called in to check on it, but he thought that NC State had the best core of receivers in the ACC. And I called in and questioned him on it. He said, well, Clemson has the most talent, but as far as the best receivers as a core right now, NC State is. So that kind of shocked me. So we certainly need to watch out. Their top two guys are very good. Would you agree?
Yeah, all the receivers look the same. They got about four of them, and they all look the same. I think that Myers is the one that kind of scares me more than anybody else. But the first round draft pick guy is Kelvin Harmon, and you know, Stephen Lewis has been around. He's a senior. He's been around. That's the thing about Harmon, Myers, and Lewis. They've been around for 3 or 4 years. And I didn't know this till yesterday with James Henderson on with us with InsidePackSports.com. They don't drop the ball. They don't have drops. And so that's a big deal. I still like Clemson's wide receivers better. I think I'd agree with Walt that Clemson's more talented. I wouldn't trade Clemson's wide receivers for NC State. NC State's don't run as well as Clemson, don't make as many big plays as Clemson, but they're big and strong and physical, and they're good looking. And I tell you, that will be one of the most intriguing matchups will be size. They beat Boston College up physically at the line and all their slants and all their, you know, going up for their fades against smaller cornerbacks at Boston College. But, Allen, Clemson's got Trayvon Mullen over there who's over 6 foot. They've got A.J. Terrell is about 6'1", 6'2". And then I think that Simmons is going to be in the game an awful lot at Sam linebacker on that slot guy, and he's, you know, 6'3", 6'4". I think Clemson can physically match NC State. That's going to be one of the most fascinating matchups to watch on Saturday.
Yeah, I hope Mullen's healthy and can go the whole game.
That's
for sure.
So. That'll be a big part of it, no doubt. You'll be able to cover them.
Real quick, just a quick thing on Central Florida, and I think that's intriguing. I don't think. Now, I was hoping that they might make the playoffs if they run the table. I know it's almost impossible if the other schools don't lose in front of them. But I was listening to a national show as I was traveling out of town, and I don't think they got a shot. Luganville was at the. He went to the. The mock draft or what not with that group that makes the decisions, and he said there is no chance that Central Florida can go. He said when all of the people on the committee made their picks, not one person had Central Florida until they got to the 12 to 16 bracket. So he said, I realized then they have no chance.
Well, I'm going to disagree with Luganville on this one, because, and we're going to go over this in hour number two leading off, because I think there's a chance right now. There's five undefeated Power Fives, and if any of those teams stumble, we're not going to have. I don't think we've got 13 Power Five conference teams that have one loss, and I see potential losses for all 13 of those coming up. And so then you'll get down to this: would you rather have? You know, I think Notre Dame might only have one loss. Ohio State could have one at the most. Clemson one at the most, maybe. Alabama one at the most. So would you, do you want a one-loss Clemson, Alabama, Ohio State, Notre Dame, or a two-loss Texas, West Virginia, Oklahoma, Michigan, Oregon, Florida, two-loss Georgia? If for somehow, some way, if Ohio State or Notre Dame or Clemson, Alabama loses a second time in there anywhere, first of all, do you want a one-loss Notre Dame, Clemson, Ohio State, or Alabama, or no-loss Central Florida? That's a question. But then you got a two-loss, and I think an undefeated Central Florida, because what they did with Auburn last year in New Year's Day Six Bowl, I'd rather have an undefeated Central Florida than a two-loss Power Five.
Yeah, they're just going to have to. They need to make a decision now. They got to really blow people out. One loss, I mean, 1 point wins at Memphis is not going to do it for them. So.
Yep. Yeah, but that was a close game. Memphis is a good football team. Now, they'll blow everybody out from here on out. Now, they still have 20th ranked Cincinnati, 21st ranked South Florida in their championship game.
South Florida.
Yeah, I think they've got a chance. Well, I'll explain why in a second hour. Alan, I appreciate it, man. Be careful on the road today.
See you, buddy.
All right, buddy. That's your good friend, Alan. Over in Greenville. Chad, hang on. Get to you at the top of the next hour. I want to tell you about our friends at Chick-fil-A of Clemson, Chick-fil-A of Seneca. We're going to be at Chick-fil-A on tomorrow's show, doing a show over there live. We'll have our Tigers for Tatas wristbands, $5. All the money goes to the Dabo Swinney and Kathleen Swinney All-In Foundation. I'll be there 6 to 9. It's going to be great. Get your day started off right. You know what I might do tomorrow, Mr. 24? I might get one of those like cold coffee kind of things, those little frap things over there. Might start my day that way. I always enjoy our time over there, and I always enjoy seeing everybody over there. Come by and see us. Chick-fil-A of Clemson, Chick-fil-A of Seneca. We'll be Chick-fil-A of Clemson tomorrow from 6 to 9. Can't wait. Looking forward to it.